another day of What's on Your Mind. 6 past the hour. Hi, friends. Welcome to the program that asks the very important question, what's on your mind? We want to know so bad, it's the name of the show. That's how we demonstrate it and live it each and every day. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We got a call from a listener earlier, said, hey, there's a new Five Guys Burgers. Is that what it's called? Five Guys and a Burger, or Five Guys Burgers, or whatever. Opening in Minot. Ed all excited today. So he's going to take a little What's on Your Mind mission over to the restaurant, check out a new burger place in Minot. That'd be one thing to be on your mind. Governor Dalrymple has issued new budget guidelines for the upcoming biennium, asking all of the 73 state government agencies to hold even their baseline budget. There is an option for additional resources that are essential to the needs of a growing state. What are your budget guidelines? What advice do you have for state lawmakers? And, you know, North Dakota's flush with cash because of a robust economy. And so there's always that debate of, you know, how much of that should go back to taxpayers, how much should be spent, what's essential one-time needs. The governor said, quote, I'm committed to holding the line on ongoing spending while recognizing we must also meet the many needs driven by a growing population and the nation's strongest state economy. We owe it to the people of our state to develop a balanced budget that funds our priorities, allows us to meet the dynamic needs that come with growth, and provide for prudent investments in our future. At the same time, we should always look for more opportunities to lower taxes whenever possible. So if you're given the budget address, what do you tell the state agency heads? What do you want to see happen? Are we spending too much? Are we spending about the right amount? Are we not spending enough? Democratic reaction to this was, I don't know. You can translate it for me. I didn't get a sense of whether they agreed or disagreed. Let's see. Mike Nowitzki wrote a story for the Forum News Service quoting Max Schneider, the Democratic leader, called the governor's guidelines a very soft call for hold-even budgets and predicted that the executive budget wouldn't be hold-even. But doesn't really say whether he agrees or disagrees. Said some areas need greater participation by state agencies. Cited one example, state rail inspectors under the Public Service Commission to protect public safety and assure customers in the oil industry that Bakken crude will be transported safely. We should always look for ways to save money, said the Democratic leader. But I think we should also be realistic in terms of identifying needs out there, too. What's the people want? What do the people want? Question for you to answer today on the program on a story in the news. Couple of guests that will join us later, our rescheduled interview with Glenn Stanton of Focus on the Family. He'll be speaking tonight in Bismarck for the North Dakota Family Alliance Family Values Forum. His topic, marriage as a feminist institution. That should prompt some debate, huh? Find out what he'll be talking about and welcome your calls on that. North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook will join us. He's a Republican from Mandan. He'll be here next hour. Chairs the Finance and Taxation Committee. Talk about the Property Tax Task Force recommendations. Doing some simplifying and the work of the Tax Interim Committee. So all that coming up. All right, let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Todd Mitchell on honeymoon duty. Yours truly at your service today on the program. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Weigh in on our Facebook page. Have a question up about the governor's budget. And or recommendations, rather, to the state agency heads there, if you'd like to weigh in on that. Or just pick up the phone and call us. We'd love to hear from you. Dave, traveling I-94 westbound today. You're first up here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave. What's on your mind?
I was just thinking, I hear you talk about all kinds of stuff, but I have yet to hear you guys say anything about truck drivers or trucking. And I was just kind of wondering why. I mean, you know, trucking is a great profession. You know, it's a good living. The bad part is that you don't see kids grow up and your wife and yourself don't get old together. But needless to say, you know, it's like a song that used to be sung. It's a special breed of people that can do it and can handle it. And I've been doing it for 42 years since I got out of the service in 72. And I was just kind of curious why I don't ever hear you say, have you say anything about it or anything. You know, I was wondering, you know, sure you have to kill the cat, but satisfaction brought him back to the same goals. You know,
well, I last recall talking about truckers in a debate over, winter driving. And we had a rather robust discussion over a couple of days about, you know, some complaints came from vehicles, from drivers, rather, of lower profile vehicles saying, you know, why do trucks have to pass by at such a high rate? And I expressed some empathy for truckers who have, a product to get from point A to point B, and also because of the size of the truck and the height of the truck, very often a better view of the road than we would down below. And I think I said at the time that I have unending respect for truckers and the work they do in getting products, you know, where they're going, and also it's not an easy life, as you say, you're away from your family. So I could go through a lot of professions and share some comments, but it's one of the reasons we ask what's on your mind, Dave. So maybe you prompted a question for others to answer today. What do we think of truckers out there? I'm pro trucker. I think it's a great I think it's a great profession. I think we'd be lost without it. I think about the products that move, all throughout our great state and all across the country. So. I'm sorry you haven't heard me express my appreciation for truckers before, but I did today.
Well, I sure appreciate it, sir. You know, another thing, you know, you're talking about them low-profile vehicles saying something about truck drivers. I'll tell you what. I'll bet $100, and I don't have it in my pocket, but I can get it, that a person driving a low-profile vehicle cannot do the same thing that a truck driver does. The reason why I say that, because they're in a big hurry to get nowhere. I've been coming through this country for years, and I come through Minneapolis yesterday just to prove a point. And traffic was, you know, mediocre, you know, it's kind of heavy. But this one car in particular, he decided he wanted to be in front of me. I didn't mind that. You know, I was doing the speed limit. I was running about 55, 60. And this car, he decides he's going to get in front of me. And when he did, he hits his brakes. Why? I mean, you can see for a quarter mile in front of him, a half a mile. Myself, I can see, you know, the next exit, as they say. But this guy here, he just pulled right in front of me, cut short, and hits his brakes. I guess he was worried about trying to run over a bug crossing the highway. I don't know. But anyway, let a person drive a car, drive a truck for about 3 months, and I'll guarantee they'll change your outlook on the whole matter.
Walk a mile in my shoes, right? Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You know, a mile away of saying it.
Yeah, exactly. Dave, good hearing from you, and thanks for doing what you do, and check in again with us, okay?
I will do that, buddy. You have yourself a good day, and may God bless.
God bless you. 42 years driving truck. How about that? Mark, Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Yeah, yesterday I watched an event on Daystar. It's a Christian television network. And the event honored George Washington, President George Washington, as a man of prayer. And many people offered up prayers for America. Some of the speakers were Michelle Bachmann and Mike Huckabee, Ted Cruz. There were many prominent pastors from around the country. And one of the speakers was Ted Cruz's father, and he recalled being arrested and tortured by the communist regime in Cuba. And he was so thankful that he had a country like America to come to where he could be free. And this reminded me of how virtually every one of the speakers at that event supports policies that subsidize the communist government of China with trillions of dollars. They also support the communist government of China buying hundreds of billions of dollars of assets in America, even though the communist regime in China has murdered and arrested and tortured more Christians in the last 50 years than all of the Islamic countries combined. And I'm sure that the owners of Daystar, they're Marcus and Joni Lamb, I'm sure they will heap praises upon these hypocrites who spoke at this event, who really came together to mock George Washington, to mock God and to mock the godly precepts and statutes that this country was founded upon. And so I'd like to offer a prayer for America myself. I say, dear Heavenly Father, have mercy on our leaders, but get your people to stand up and hold them accountable. And once they're incarcerated, I pray they find forgiveness and eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Mark, appreciate the call. Up against the clock, another Mark in Bismarck. Donald in Bismarck, too, waiting to weigh in. Coming up next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle Senex.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Ed here from Minot. Read in the paper that the Five Burgers and Fries is open up yesterday, so got a little time this afternoon. We'll go up there and indulge in a little bit of Five Burgers and Fries. So you're not here. I'll let you know how good it is.
Please do. And, you know, just because it's called Five Guys Burgers and Fries doesn't mean you need to eat five burgers. Sounds like you're planning on it, though, Ed, but appreciate the heads up. You know, we're searching for the best burger in North Dakota, so we'll you tell us whether that's a contender or not. Searching for the best of everything in North Dakota, best pie, you know, best meat shop, best town, best everything. By the way, the caller before the break was talking about an event in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and I don't recall if he told you why they were honoring George Washington yesterday. but it was the 225th anniversary of the events of April 30th, 1789, that they were commemorating. On that historic date, the newly elected president, George Washington, after being sworn in at Federal Hall in New York City, proceeded with the members of Congress to St. Paul's Chapel, where one of his first official acts was to offer a prayer on America's behalf. So last night, members of Congress and spiritual leaders continued that tradition by offering prayers for our president, Congress, the Supreme Court, and the nation. And by the way, for all those folks that say there ought to be separation of church and state, Statutory Hall of the Capitol, the location of the prayer service they held last night, formerly the Old House Chamber, that was actually the site of church services, Christian church services from 1800 to 1869, right where they meet in the Capitol. Kind of interesting. All right, back to other calls waiting to weigh in here. Mark in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
I don't think there's a more fiscally conservative person in the state of North Dakota than me, but I'm very, very disappointed in the governor and OMB. Yesterday, OMB came out and said we're going to have this unbelievable surplus again at the end of this biennium. And then I looked at all the calls that you have had over the last week, and I went back and checked my tax statements and looked at what the counties are doing to assess values and the way they're raising them. And then I listened to the governor and talk about his tax committee saying it's really not going to be about it's more about reform. We're not going to do anything to lower taxes. So here we've got a tax committee that's only going to deal with reform of the tax code. We've got another OMB report by Mrs. Sharp or Pam Sharp saying we've got this huge surplus. We hear people all over the state complaining about the assessed valuations going up. And I'm wondering to myself, what planet, and I'm a Dalrymple supporter, but what planet is he living on saying, we're only going to reform the tax code, we're not here to lower taxes, we're going to have this huge surplus, and we've done a really, really, really good job. What planet is he living on?
Well, I'm not going to speak for the governor other than to say I'm guessing what he would say, Mark, is that they've done the tax relief piece in the property tax thing they've continued and added, I think the total was about $1 billion in tax relief all told in the dollars they're doing on property tax and other Now, the question I think we can all ask is it enough, given what you've described?
Well, obviously it's not. I mean, all you have to do is listen to people. Measure 2 failed last time. If it gets on the ballot this time, I'm voting for it. I voted against last time. I'll vote for it this time. If you look, I don't know, maybe you don't own any property in the state of North Dakota, but if you own any property in the state of North Dakota and looked at what your valuations have gone over the last year or two, if you're thinking you got tax relief, I don't know where you're living. I mean, my taxes, my valuation went up to the point that some of my properties that I own went up 150, 200, almost 300% in valuations, and I can name person after person. So yeah, they sent some money back to us, but then the counties just turned around, and the cities and the states and the park boards keep raising valuations to the point that all of that money they sent back is pretty much wiped out. And now they've got this huge surplus sitting there again. Oil revenues, farm revenues, sales tax revenues, income tax revenues are up. And they're saying we're not dealing with lowering taxes, we're dealing with reforming the code. I mean, I am so disappointed in the Republican Party right now. And I am a Republican. But to sit there and say we're not going to give you tax relief, that's crazy.
Yeah, now again, I think nobody's saying we're not going to give you tax relief because they have. Dwight Cook's going to be here next hour, who chairs that that committee you're talking about. We're going to ask him specifically about this and welcome other calls and questions.
If you read the Bismarck Tribune when they talked about this committee that the governor has set up, and it was just within the last week, he said this committee is not here specifically for relief; it's for tax reform. And they were all excited that they're not going to be using mill levies; they're going to be using dollars so that the people can understand better what's going on. It's pretty easy to figure what's going on. You sent us money back. Every taxing entity in the state of North Dakota is increasing their mill or their evaluations to make up the difference. So You ask. I mean, you know, I'm sure.
Where would you, Mark? What is your budget advice? I mean, if it's Governor Mark, where should tax relief come? Is it in income taxes, eliminating them, like South Dakota? Is it corporate income tax side? Is it more property tax relief? What would you pick?
I would pick more property tax relief because that affects absolutely everybody. If I could eliminate the state income tax, I would do that too. States that do not have state income taxes, as does South Dakota. People, they hated the state income tax down there. And so they eliminated it, or they haven't had it for many, many years. I used to live in South Dakota. But in North Dakota, what we need now is more property tax relief.
Got it. We're going to mark you down there. Appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks, Don and Bismarck. Your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. I'm pleased with what the man just said.
Want to add your voice to those that want more tax relief?
Not exactly. What I want is a cap, a maximum on the amount of property tax one can pay. And that would be done by fixing the amount one pays on his property at the amount that it was when he bought the property. So it could never go up. He'd always know for as long as he owned that property what his tax was. Now, you consider the growth of government in North Dakota, and it has been considerable because we have farm and oil doing well. If either or both of those fade back, who's going to be the pigeon? Who's going to have to carry the freight? Now, if somebody wants a balanced budget, we can force it on the government by having him deal with this lid, this cap, this maximum on the property tax. And like California, I'd like to suggest we have it fixed at the day you bought. And after that,
all right, that's an interesting approach. We'll ask Dwight Cook about that. Add that to our list and to welcome your calls too for him. Thanks, Don. Gordy in Fargo, Toby in Bismarck, Gina in Mandan, Karen in North Fargo, and a guest
You're
all coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina. so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Out of total curiosity, I have to go to Gina and Manda next year because she's talking about naming the goat. We have somebody that wants to weigh in on the best burger in North Dakota issue, and then we have a property tax follow-up to our previous discussion. And then we're going to tackle an interesting topic today, one that will be discussed tonight at a Family Values Forum sponsored by the North Dakota Family Alliance in Bismarck. Charity Lutheran on North Washington, 6:30 tonight, is the forum. Glenn Stanton, with Focus on the Family, is going to argue that marriage is a feminist institution. You agree or disagree with that? You can weigh in on that coming up on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Okay, Gina and Mandan, naming the goat. What in the heck is this about?
Well, they just had a new baby goat that was born a few days ago, and they wanted people to call in with names so they could pick a name for them.
I'm not aware of this. Where did you hear about this?
My coworker told me about it. Where did you hear about this, Connie? On the radio? She heard it on the radio this morning.
Oh, it must have been Phil and Mark. Okay, so I'll pass this along to them. Do you have a suggestion?
I do. I think Beatnik would be a great name for him.
Beatnik is kind of a derogatory term, isn't it, Gina?
I don't know, but I just think it would be great for him.
Do you have any connection to that name? Other people you've called Beatnik before? Why?
Well, the Beatniks, you know, way back when they used to grow those little, they called them goatees.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I came up with that.
Got it. All right. I'm going to pass that along. It's on the list. Thanks. Gordy Fargo, a submission for best burger in North Dakota?
Yeah, Scott, this is Gordy. The best burger, I think, in the country, but I'll say in North Dakota for sure, is the Smoking Gun Burger at the Outlaw Bar and Grill in Watford City. It is bar none the best burger I've ever had in my life. So the other one that comes in close is in Fargo and Grand Forks. That Dale Beers, the Humpty Dumpty Burger, is pretty good too. But
they're in they're in the Bismarck now too. I'm trying to remember. Dale Beers kind of spreading out all over the place. Yeah, they're downtown Bismarck.
Yeah. They have a really good burger too. But
Grand Forks,
if you can make the drive to Watford City, it's definitely worth it for that Smoking Gun Burger. That thing is outstanding.
So, yeah, I've eaten many times, but I don't know that I've had that that burger. So we'll add that to the list.
You got to like spicy because it's got habanero sauce on it, but it's really good.
Wow. All right, Gordy, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Toby Bismarck, let's get you in here.
I just wanted to follow up a little bit on that property tax call because I do live on this planet. I'm in on several different properties in Bismarck, Mandan, and we did receive property tax relief, so I don't know how people can get on and say they didn't get any property tax relief because we did. And that's not something you drop completely and immediately. There's too many things tied to it. I think that the governor's doing a good job along with his team to slowly take that down and bring it in line with the rest of the country. And so I think it's unfair to say that we didn't get any relief. So I don't know what planet he lives on, but we received it. So,
yeah, I think his argument was evidently some properties, the valuation went up
So what do they want? They want to whine about taxes, but then they want to whine about the value of their property going up? I mean, isn't that like a, why you buy property? So you hope that it increases in value.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they just can't have it all both ways. And we have a great economy going on. And by cutting taxes is a good thing. I mean, everybody loves to see taxes cut, but by cutting taxes too much and just start giving basically what I would say handouts to people, you know, and not having us be accountable for some of the infrastructure just by giving handouts because we have a booming industry in this state, that teaches people to forget how to go to work. And that's what scares me. If we start cutting way back on all the stuff and we start giving out handouts, I get worried that people will start just relying on that instead of getting their butt off their butt and going out, opening a business and going to work.
Toby, some good comments. Thank you for the call. We'll talk taxes more next hour. Dwight Cook, who heads the Senate Finance and Taxation Committee in the legislature and also has been part of this effort on the simplification. We'll talk about that. We'll talk more about the governor's recommendations and more of your take on taxes coming up here in just a bit. All right, two quick calls before we get to our guests. Carolyn Minot wanted to weigh in on the best burger. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi. The best burger in the state of North Dakota, in my opinion, is at the snack bar at Four Bears Casino. You get it deluxe. You don't have to ask for lettuce. You don't have to ask for tomato. You can get it any way you want it, and it is absolutely the best burger ever.
All right, Carol, appreciate that. And Karen wanted to talk about the Fargo Marathon, which is a big deal, and it's this weekend. Karen, are you running?
No, I lost my ability to run in 2000 from the Guillain-Barré, but I'm glad not to have to worry about the Fargo Marathon because the Boston Marathon went fine.
There you go. No need to worry there. Exactly right. Plus, it's just a whole different way of thinking here in the Heartland. There were some concerns about that last year, without question. But you're right. Boston Marathon pulled off without incident. And let's hope and pray the Fargo Marathon does, too. And all those runners that are coming in, enjoy it. It's great to have them in our part of the world. All right. Let's talk about a topic that will be discussed at tonight's Family Values Forum, sponsored by the North Dakota Family Alliance. This is actually taking place at the Charity Lutheran Church in Bismarck at 6:30 tonight. It's a two-hour event. Two speakers, one of them the author of five books, including his most recent, The Ring Makes All the Difference. And he speaks in debates across the country. He'll be speaking about the benefits in marriage for women. The title of tonight's talk, Marriage is a Feminist Institution. Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family, the director of their Family Formation Studies, joins us on What's on Your Mind. Glenn, how are you?
I'm good, and thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, and welcome to North Dakota.
Well, thank you. Your guests have just talked me into coming up there again sometime and taking a burger tour throughout the state. Wouldn't that be fun?
Exactly right. It's on my bucket list, for sure. Get up there and celebrate the best of everything.
Join forces.
Exactly right. So for folks that come tonight, give me the cliff notes on how marriage is a feminist institution. For one, that seems like a bit of an oxymoron a little bit, right? Because you have the feminist crowd that would suggest that you need to break free of chains and rules and societal norms like that silly marriage, and you're connecting the two. Tell us why and how.
Well, that's exactly right, and the oxymoron there is this may be surprising to some of your listeners, but oftentimes the radical feminists just get it wrong, and they got it wrong on marriage, exactly like you said. I mean, ladies, don't get involved in marriage. It's just the ball and chain. This man takes control over you. You're going to be his slave. But what these women don't understand is not just what marriage is, but what the sciences say about marriage. Actually, a married woman is one of the most powerful players in society because that's the relationship on her terms. And I'm going to explain why that is. The feminists talk about, oh, no, cohabitation is what you want to do. There you're an equal player. Well, the research is just not showing that cohabiting women are less influential and powerful players in the relationship. And there are a host of reasons, and we're going to talk about that tonight, why marriage empowers women in very, very significant ways.
Rebecca sends a note here. Every negative assertion regarding marriage is hogwash. Marriage is not a feminist institution. All one has to do is read Proverbs 31, the wife of noble character, to see how the creator of the universe characterizes the role of a wife. She is strong. She is independent. She works. She brings honor to her husband. She runs the show. What do you say to that emailer?
Well, she's exactly right. And it's, I mean, you got it. The title of my talk is a bit tongue-in-cheek, facetious. And she just nailed the summary of what the talk is. The thing is, you know, she is coming at that from Scripture, which is absolutely true. But I'm going to explain how there is a wealth of science from sociology, psychology, and anthropology that just backs up Scripture in such powerful ways. And it comes down to, you know what, God knows what he's talking about. And it shows forth not just in the truth of Scripture and Sunday school class and things like that, but in all of creation, Jesus Christ being the Lord of creation and God having created it all, there's a system through it. And yes, marriage is good for women. It empowers women.
Does the current view of feminism, as defined by the activists, I guess, is that in the best interest of women here in the heartland or anywhere?
That's a trick question, right? Or, you know, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that radical feminism just has no power to it much anymore, because nearly everything that they have prescribed for women has not only been a failure, but really a harmful failure. You think about, you know what, let's meet men on their own terms sexually, and let's be more sexually aggressive, women. Let's see abortion as a right, some even say a sacrament. Let's, you know, not marry, but join into cohabitation. Every one of those things have been tremendously harmful to women. There's an old British writer, G.K. Chesterton, and he says, the idea of feminism is not to be feminine in any way, which is, I just love that quote, and that's exactly right. I mean, feminism in itself is such ironic because it is the call for women not to be women in any way, not to follow their womanhood, but to deny it and try to be like men.
By the way, if you disagree with any of this, we'd certainly welcome maybe a little a jump start on tonight's event. If there are some quote unquote feminists in the audience that see what Mr. Stanton is presenting here in his points as being I don't know, what would they call it, Neanderthal like, maybe some from the feminist
Stone Age.
We have the Stone Age. Well, we welcome your views as well, and welcome you to challenge that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The Family Values Forum is being held tonight at Charity Lutheran on North Washington and Bismarck at 6:30. In addition to Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family, David Prentice from the Family Research Council is going to be speaking about... He's a professor of life sciences at Indiana State University, and is going to be speaking about life development and whether North Dakota will continue to be a leader in the life movement, specifically related to the Human Life Amendment that will be on the November ballot for voters in North Dakota to decide. Talk with Glenn Stanton when we come back. Talk about science and marriage. And your call's welcome.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's already too late.
Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At PetroServe USA, it's everyone's 4 for $4. That's right. You can choose a fresh-baked single-topping pizza. If you had breakfast yet, they have great breakfast pizzas. And you can add a couple of delicious cookies there for, a snack and maybe a coffee or a 20-ounce fountain pop. Four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It is a great deal. And, of course, they're the same folks that specialize in 100% American-made fuels that connect the oil fields of the North Dakota Bakken with the cornfields of North Dakota to help America fuel better. And you'll find a location near you. Let's just go westy. Should be Mandan, Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, on out to Dilworth and Clinton. They're down at Wampan. They're up in Bemidji. PetroServe USA, bringing you the program we call What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And we're chatting with a guest speaker at tonight's Family Values Forum of the North Dakota Family Alliance is putting on. This one is actually in Bismarck. It was Fargo last year. They rotate these around the state. 6:30 tonight, Charity Lutheran on North Washington in Bismarck. You made the point earlier, Glenn. Glenn Stanton, by the way, one of the two speakers there tonight, focus on the family. Also, David Prentice, Family Research Council, talking about the issues related to the Human Life Amendment that'll be up in the November ballot. You made the point earlier that there's a science argument here to marriage being a feminist institution. What's the best science argument you have, Dave or Glenn?
Well, primarily it relates to that there is a female nature. There's a male nature. But given, you know, what psychologists are looking at, there is a female nature. And the female nature thrives and does better and is a more powerful player. I guess she's, you know, you could say she's more influential in the relationship when the commitment level in the relationship is high. You know, the kind of base male nature, you know, sort of does better, if you will, I mean, quote unquote, when the commitment level is low, because, you know, he doesn't have to commit to the woman. He, you know, sort of gets what he wants and he has the freedom that he wants to. But the woman, the female nature, and this is humanly universal, she thrives. She does better. She feels more secure and she's more influential in the relationship when the commitment level is higher. And that's what you have in marriage. And so we find that women, and it's interesting, I mean, you know, get a football stadium full of couples that have been married 30 years or more, and you ask, gentlemen, has your wife had a big and positive influence on you, making you a better man? And the whole stadium will erupt in chuckles and laughter, and not because it's a stupid question, but because we just know that, and we experience that. And, you know, again, there's just a number of science, history as well, anthropology, and, you know, what man is made for, that really shows this to be the case. And again, it is a human universal. It's everywhere you go in the world, you find men and women pairing up in marriage, and that marriage always empowers the woman and helps the man become a better man, more responsible, more caring, more self-sacrificing. And so that's a pretty cool thing, that women in marriage have the power to change men for the better. And that's huge power. That's huge influence.
Are your arguments winning the day? What is the state of marriage today? I agree with what you're saying. Is it convincing enough people, the state of marriage today, bear that your arguments are winning or losing?
Well, you know what, unfortunately, and this is the ironic thing, is that all the trend lines with marriage are going in the wrong direction. But here we are with the younger generation, young adults today, and especially those women, they are realizing that the feminist ideal of free sexuality and not getting tied down to marriage and, you know, foregoing childbearing for careers, they are really in big numbers rejecting all of that. So there is, if you will, a kind of resurgence or renaissance among young adults in an appreciation for marriage. And that these young women, I mean, they're, you know, their moms, you know, feminist dreams, they've gone to great schools, they can do anything they want, but what they're choosing and what they're desiring for their number one goal is to be wives and to be mothers. And some of them are having a hard time realizing that, but that is their heart's desire. And there's poll after poll after poll that shows that young people still cherish that. And, you know, there's this movement among young women saying, you know, we're realizing that our power lies in being, if you will, the gatekeeper to sexuality, you know, and setting that price higher. That's another thing we're going to talk about. There is, if you will, an economy to sex, and women set the price. And men have always, in all situations, been willing to pay a higher price. You know, if the woman says, well, you've got to do this for me and this for me and this for me before you get sexual access, physical access to me, you know what? Guess what? The man is more inclined to be able to do that. When you look at the hookup culture, you know what? I'm charging no price. There is no requirement other than you just be nice to me. You know what? Men will pay that price and women end up losing. So we understand that women out there who set a higher price, who set a higher standard and expectation, and the highest standard of expectation is, I'll be glad to have sex with you, but I'm going to need a ring on my finger first. I'm going to need to have a wedding, you know, and have myself walk down the aisle.
Tonight, folks, these weighty topics will be discussed in more. Family Values Forum, Charity Lutheran Church, Bismarck, 6:30 to 8:30 tonight, sponsored by the North Dakota Family Alliance. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate the time today.
Know what's on your
hey, thank you.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.